Okay, for some scheduling notes, next week is B'dikas Chametz, the week after is Achron Shel Pesach, and then we'll resume with Hashem 3 weeks from tonight, Erev Parshas Achrimos. Okay, there was a psak from the Batei Din Bariyim, from the Beit Din HaGadol, that was issued last summer, Chodesh Av, but just published about a month ago. The Beit Din HaGadol was the following herkev. This is a Kulosarug herkev of Rabbi Eliezer Igra, formerly of the Beit Din in Be'er Sheva, Rav Shlomo Shapira, who's a nephew of the former chief rabbi Zichron Livracha, and former Rav in Merkaz, and Rabbi Tzion Luz, formerly of Kamri Yavna. So the issue that was in front of Beit Din HaGadol was an appeal of a lower court ruling where a husband had petitioned with the following request. There is a divorced couple, and the custody arrangements were such that the father and mother split Yamim Tovim. So 1 year they're supposed to go to the mother for Pesach, the next year to the father for Pesach, and it was the mother's turn. And the father claimed that he should have the kids for every Leil HaSeder, because it's a mitzvah v'gadat al bincha, so he has to be able to be mekayim mitzvah v'gadat al bincha. So it's not right that the kids should go to the mother, the kids have to go to him. So the lower Beit Din Ezari ruled in favor of the father, that the father has the right to the gift every Leil HaSeder, and that was overturned on appeal by the Beit Din HaGadol. There was a similar case years earlier, published in Padar Piske Din Rabbanim, volume Kaf Aleph, starting on page 260, where the Beit Din Yerushalayim, under the Abbes and Rav Rosenthal, actually had a 2-1 decision in favor of the father in a similar kind of case, where the father is in Yerushalayim, the mother is up north, or the other way around, and the father wanted to have the kids every Leil HaSeder, and there they passed in favor of the father. So let's analyze the arguments put forth by the current psak from this past summer, the Beit Din HaGadol, and a little bit from the earlier psak published in Padar number Kaf Aleph. So the first issue that they address is whether, in fact, the scope of Mitzvah Tzipras Yisrael Mitzrayim, Gadol Tabincha, is limited to a person's children, such that if a father has children, it could only be Mekayim the Mitzvah properly with the children. Before addressing that, they address the following issue, which is not necessarily so germane, although they make it such, I'm not so convinced, whether Tzipras Yisrael Mitzrayim is an independent mitzvah or is it subsumed under other mitzvahs halayla. They may relate to the machlokas he's shown him, whether Reb Gamliel, Koshla, Amr Shlosha, Dvar Be'elu, Pesach, Liyata, Dechavasa, what chiyah we talk about, the chiyah of the individual mitzvahs, or the chiyah of Sipras Yis Mitzrayim. But they point to a Chuvas HaRash, which you have in the second page of the Marmar Kamos. Chuvas HaRash, Klal, Kaf Dalid, Os Beis. The Rush is addressing, why is there no bracha on mitzvahs Sipras Yis Mitzrayim? Question addressed by many Rishonim. What does the Rush say? Harbe dvarim tziva kadosh baruch hu lasa zeich lizias mitzayim ve'en ane mevarchen aleihem. So there are other mitzvahs that are zeich lizias mitzayim without a bracha. Kigon afrashes b'choros v'chol amodim shein zorch lahaskir b'afrashes b'choros shanu osinus zeich lizias mitzayim ela shetziva kadosh baruch hu lasa samaisa u'mitokach anu zoch v'nizias mitzayim v'lav dafka hagad b'peh ela im yishal mefarshin lo. So the Gedr HaMitzvah, you don't require Gadol B'peh per se, just if you're asked, then you have to explain. So it's a little bit sus on what the Kavana Sarash is. That, what does he mean? What does that explain as far as why there's no bracha? So Ruch Official Perlo, in his commentary to Reside to Go and Sefer Mitzvos, Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, points out that there are many Rishonim that don't count Sipri Yisrael Mitzrayim as an independent mitzvah, not only Reside to Go, but Rav Hai and the Bahag and the Urayim don't count Sipras Yis Mitzrayim as an independent mitzvah. And he understands in the Rush that the Chi of Mitzvahs, Zechiras, Sipras Yis Mitzrayim, Min HaTorah, only applies where the child asks a question. So if he asks, then you have a Mitzvah Vigadat El Bincha. If he doesn't ask, then there's no Mitzvah Min HaTorah. There may only be a Mitzvah Dirabbanan of Sipras. And that's why the Monei Mitzvahs don't count it in the Minyan Mitzvahs, because it doesn't apply across the board. And he says, that explains the strong indications of trying to arouse questions this night, of in order to Kadesh Yishalat Tinokos, taking away the table, Seder plate. So that's all to create a situation where you're going to have a chiyuv sipizias mitzayim in the Torah, because if there are no questions, it would only be a chiyuv derabbanan. That's how Rabbi Yochanan Fischer Perlo understands the Rush and the other Rishonim that aren't mona sipizias mitzayim in the minyan hamitzvahs. In the Psak and the Beit Din HaGadol, they point out that's not so compelling an explanation of the Rush, because if the Rush's context is explaining why there's no bracha, how should that explain why there's no bracha? Even if it's not an independent mitzvah, so the chiyuv bracha isn't dependent on what appears in the minyan mitzvahs. And even if it's only mitzvah derabbanan, we still say brachas on plenty mitzvahs derabbanan. So they think that pshat in the Rush, as far as answering the question, is that it's not an independent mitzvah at all, and it's subsumed under shar mitzvah salayla, specifically matzah, which is also ikar chaser min Rush. He doesn't say that either. So what exactly the kavanah sarash is, we'll leave as a little bit unclear, and even if it's as they express it, that still doesn't, to my mind, shed any light on their nidon, whether, even if it's not an independent mitzvah in the minyan of mitzvahs, and even if there's not a bracha, but it still could be, the gather of mitzvah is that you have to engage with your child, and that doesn't really justify one way or another whether there's a taina that the father shouldn't be entitled to experience a Lila Seder with the son. But the bigger issue that they then focus on is Bechlal, how dafka is Vigadat al-Bincha? What is the gather secret inside, and what is the requirement of having your children involved in that process? So take a look at the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvot, Mitzvot Asay Kuf Nun Zayin, the next page in the Maromos. The Rambam goes to Mechilta. We'll see how the Mechilta is borne out in the Rambam's presentation in Yad, but is quoted more directly here in Sefer Mitzvot, so let's start with that. Just jump in the middle of the paragraph, Lashon Mechilta, about a little more than halfway through the paragraph. Mechlal shenemar ki yishalcha bincha yachal im yishalcha bincha atamagid lo, and if not, so you might have thought from the Lashon of ki yishalcha bincha that there's only a chiv if someone actually asks you, if your son asks you, tamu lomer vigarata lebincha. No, you have to, on your own, engage your son, even if he doesn't ask you a question. How do you know the chiyuv applies even if you don't have a son? So the Rambam, there are two psukim, the Mechilta, there are two psukim. And the Rambam quotes, there's Vigadat al-Bincha, which governs Sibrisius Mitzrayim when you have a son. And even if you don't have a son, there's Zachar es Hayom Hazeh, which creates a Chiyuv Sipur under all circumstances. And that's what the Gemara has. Turn back to the first page, Kuf Tesayinim and Alfim Sachim, Tana Rabbanan, right after the Mishnah, Chacham Beno Sholo, Vim Eino Chacham Ishto Sholoso, Vim Lav Hu Shol Atmo, Afilu Shnei Tamid HaChachamim, Sheyodin Mehilchas Pesach, Sholin Zelazeh, Manishtana Lailazeh Mikol HaLeila. So the ideal, the optimal situation is the son asks. If there's no son, the wife asks, you ask yourself, two Tamid HaChachamim ask each other.
This Gemara is very difficult to read for the first pshat and the Rush, because you don't get the impression that the first level is Daraisa, and second level is the Durban. You don't get that impression.
You mean Rukh and Fishel Pearl is read of the Rush?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. And even the Rambam, or even that Mechilta, that there, right, the Mechilta, it could all be Daraisa, but there are two flavors or two paths of Sipritias Messiah. But let's see how that's reflected in the Rambam in Yad. This, the next page we haven't seen yet. Perek Zayin Chamitza Matzah. The Rambam begins, Halacha Aleph. Mitzvah Saseh Shal Torah L'Saper B'Nisim Minaflaus Shinasu L'Avasedim M'Messiah B'Lel Chamisha Sar B'Nisan Shinemar Sachoris Hayom Azeh Ashir Yisasi Messiah. So that's the second part of the Mechilta. Mitzvah lo dia lebanim, v'afilu lo shalo shenemar v'igadat lebincha. Lefidaito shel ben avi melamdo ketzad emech katan etipesh amalo bini kulano ayun avadim, etc. Fine. So the Rambam quotes both psukim as we saw in the Bechelot of Zachor Esiyam Azeh and Vigadot Elabincha. The Rambam halacha beis mitzvah ledila banim, even if they don't ask, based on the Higadata Lebincha. Says the Divrei Sofrim has a volume on Sibrus Yis Mitzrayim, the Rambam Perek Zayin, and the Haggadah. So he points out the Divrei Sofrim on this Rambam, Rabbi Yavro from Bnei Brak, Sivkat and Kavbeis, that the similar reading of the Rambam sounds like the Mechilta that we started with, that there are two types of Sibrus Yis Mitzrayim. There's a mitzvah l'saper to your son, that's based on Vigadot l'bincha, and even if there's no son, that defaults to the general Zachor Es Hayom Hazeh. So even if you don't have a son present, you don't have children, you have other people, there's still a mitzvah of Sibrus Yis Mitzrayim based on the second pasuk. And that could all be on the same level of Daraisa, but with two different sources. Sefer HaChinuch, however, Mitzvah Kaf Aleph, writes as follows. Kvar Pirshu Chachamim, Masha Amru Lebincha, Lav Dafka Bino, Ella Im Kol Birya. So the Sefer HaChinuch writes, even that Vigadot Lebincha, that primary Lichachila form of Sibrus Yis Mitzrayim, as indicated in the Gemara, best is with your son. If there's no son, then we default to your wife, other people, or Bein Lebein Asmo. So Sefer HaChinuch writes, Lav Dafka Bino, Ella Im Kol Birya. So it sounds like even the most lechachila vigadat lebincha, bincha is lavdafka, stira kasa behova. The norm is that you engage with your children. But if your children aren't there, you don't have children, they're not there, then you fulfill a mitzvah in as optimal a fashion with other people. And the Pardes Osef HaChadash, Haggadah Shel Pesach, in the back, he has excerpts from his brother Sefer Chinuch Habanim Kilchaso. So in the Chinuch Habanim Kilchaso, Perek Ayin Beis, footnote 1, he quotes from the Shiboli Aleket in his Haggadah. The Shiboli Aleket's Haggadah, Anafilu Kulanu Chachamim Kulanu Nivonim, writes the following Lashon, Kedarmin on the Gemara in Tzachim, Afilu Beis Tamidah Chachamim Habikiyin Behilchas Pesach, Shaolin Zezeh Lekayim Mitzvahs Vigadata. Sees Medayik there, that it's not Lekayim Mitzvahs Zachor Es Hayom Hazeh, but Mitzvahs Vigadata, that lichachila form of the Mitzvah Vigadata applies to anyone, not only to your son. It's not that if you have a son, it's Vigadata, otherwise it's Zachor Es Hayom Hazeh, but Vigadata applies to anyone that you tell the story to. And then he quotes, and the Pisca Dinner, the Psach from the Beit Din HaGadol quotes a variant version of this, a letter written by the Aderet, Rav Kook's father-in-law, when he intended successor to Shmuel Salan to predeceased him. So the Aderet was asked the following Shaila. There was an 8-year-old boy who it sounds like was orphaned from his mother and his father remarried, and the mother's father, his grandfather, wanted him to spend Pesach with him, spend the Seder with him. So the father, as a shaila to the Aderet, on the one hand, it would make his grandfather, his deceased mother's father, very happy to have him for the Seder, and that would enhance his own yontiv and his yontiv experience. On the other hand, I have a mitzvah of Yigadot Lebincha, so maybe he should, I'd rather he go there, it's nicer to go there, but what about my own chiyuv of Yigadot Lebincha to tell Sibrus Yis Mitzrayim to my own son? So the response, as quoted, is that Vigadot Lebincha is lav dafka lehalacha. There's no chiyuv to tell it to your son specifically, but Dibur Kasam Hove, the norm is that you engage with your son in Sibrus Yis Mitzrayim, your sons, but it could be with other people. And he says that Kavod Zakenim is adifa over the hiddur mitzvah of Vigadot Lebincha to your own son. So better than mechabed your father-in-law, or your former father-in-law, his grandfather, and have him enjoy the presence of the grandson over the Seder, rather than you yourself be Mekayim, the optimal, if we want to call that, Vigadat Elabincha with your son. Then he quotes in the Chinuch HaBanur Kol Chasa from Chaim Kanievsky that the reason Vigadat Elabincha isn't included in the Mitzvahs Av Elaben, Mitzvahs HaBen Elav in the Gemara in Kedushin is because it's Lav Dafka Mitzvahs Av Elaben, could be done with anyone. So related to this, there are a couple Shuvas of Rav Sternbach, Shuvas and Hagos.
You said that
Banim
are like
Banim. Talmidim.
Are like Banim.
Okay.
So therefore, if you're a Talmidim, you're like Banim. You're Talmidim, you're Banim.
Okay, so if you got a Talmidim, specifically your son, it's not necessarily Kabanim in that sense. There's a discussion whether Bnei Banim are in Kabanim within this context also. Okay, the Rav Sternbach in a couple of tshuvas, Chelek Zayin just came out this week. This is Chelek Bey's Simon Reish Lamed Vav, and then Chelek Dalid Simon Kuf Beis. So Chelek Bey Simon Reish Lamed Vav, he addresses the following question. In many families, whole family gets together for Leil HaSeder, and the grandfather, the patriarch of the family, conducts the Seder. So that's very nice for the grandfather. But what about the chiyuv of Yigadat Elabincha for the fathers? So the grandfather is going to conduct the Seder. But what about there are three generations at the table? So how is the father of the youngest generation going to perform the mitzvah of Sibri Siyas Mitzrayim? So isn't that a bitul mitzvah saseh of Vigadata Ledincha? So he suggests, third paragraph from Niyu, that maybe as far as the mitzvah Vigadata Ledincha goes, we can evoke Shlichus. So maybe when the grandfather conducts a Seder, he's acting not only on his own behalf, but as a Shaliach of the parents. Just like Shlichus works for Shkitas HaPesach and for Mila. But he says, even if that's true, Shlichus works, the Mitzvah Bo Yosef Shlucho, second column. So in order to account for that, he suggests that even if the grandfather is going to conduct the Seder, but better that the father at some point should interject his own comments directly to his children. So he has a Nixas Kiyum of his own personal Sipur Yosias Mitzrayim, and that is preferable. Now, as far as this comment of Shlichus and Mitzvah Bo Yosef Mishlucho, so Rav Sternbach thinks that we would still say Mitzvah Bo Yosef Mishlucho here. There's a Shuvah of the B'Sel HaChachem, B'Sel Stern from Australia, Chelek Vav, Simon Samach Vav. He argues that maybe Mitzvah Bo Yosef Mishlucho isn't relevant here. Why? That if you have an independent personal mitzvah like Bris Mila, so I have the mitzvah Mila that I need to perform, so I can do it myself or have someone else do it for me, so there we invoke Mitzvah Bo Yosef Mishlucho. But if it's a mitzvah that is incumbent on all of Klal Yisrael, so maybe there I don't say Mitzvah Bo Yosef Mishlucho, maybe I say Berov Am Hadrus Melech. So maybe there it's preferable to do it Ayideh Shliach if one person is going to be motzi everyone else. Even though the other, aside from Mila, the other paradigmatic Mitzvah Bo Yosef Mishlucho is for Shabbos, is also incumbent on all Klal Yisrael. I'm not sure where that fits into his analysis, but he's not so bothered by Mitzvah Bo Yosef Mishlucho. And he says, Mitzvah Bo Yosef Mishlucho is only really a concern where a person is not doing the mitzvah himself out of laziness. So if you have the ability to do it yourself and you pass it off on someone else, that's a problem, that's a violation of Mitzvah Bo Yosef Mishlucho. But if there's a cheshbon, why are you having someone else do it, like in this case, where it's proper kavod for the grandfather to conduct the Seder, he's not bothered by Mitzvah Bo Yosef Mishlucho. Then Rav Sternbach again in Chelek Dalid Simon Kuf Beis Os Gemel. So he raises the same question as in the first Shuvah. So look at the paragraph beginning Miyu. That even though you could argue that Shlichus is operative, L'maisa ein dati nocha b'kach. Damasino sheshlichus mo'el k'mo asa m'shaleach ha'inu dafka b'gavna da shlich asa sa'maisa mamish k'mo m'shaleach. So there, shlichus works if it's the same action that could be done just the same by anyone. Aba benido nidan shasab m'saper l'kulam k'chad. He's talking to everyone at the same time. You have your special way of connecting to each kid. The grandfather is not as effective. So when it comes to the manishtana, the son should address the manishtana to the father. And then the grandfather can continue running the rest of the Seder. So that's his recommendation. Now the flip question to this, that back to that Pesach of the Beit HaNagadol they raise, is Rosh Dornbach here is asking, how is it that the father fulfills the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim when he's in the grandfather's home and the grandfather's wearing the Seder? Fine. So shlichus, okay. So the other question, the other way to ask the question, is why aren't we makbid that every married individual who has parents should go to his parents for the Seder to enable his parents to be makayim Yetzias Mitzrayim? So it's not just the middle generation telling the grandchildren, but why shouldn't the father go to his father to enable his father to properly fulfill Sibrus Yis Mitzrayim? Here, the Sturmbach is bothered, how is it that everyone goes back to the grandparents? But maybe Dafka people should go back to the grandparents for the sake of the grandparents. So the quote from Chaim Kanievsky and Rosh Steinemann, Azim and Chaim L'Chaim, that must be that we got it to Bilchus Lavdafka, as we began with, as Sefer Chinuch, that as long as you engage in Sibrus Yis Mitzrayim, it doesn't really matter who you tell it to. There is another possibility. The Sefer Chinuch HaBanu Kolchasa says, not so clear whether the mitzvah of we got it to the Bincha applies equally to Banim Ketanim Banim Gedolim. Maybe it only applies to Banim Ketanim. So that would answer that question. Points out Lashon HaRam, there's no indication of a chiluk, but Rabbi Tzal Stern in Besel HaChachma quotes the Shibali Aleket. Again, Besel HaChachma Chiluk Vav Simon Samach Zayin Os Beis Shibali Aleket, in explaining the Sheila of the Ben HaChacham. Ben HaChacham says, Ma Eidos Mishpatim Chukim, Ma Ha Eidos Mishpatim Chukim, Asher Tziva Shem Lekechem Eschem. So everyone asks, the Rasha said Lachem, and he says Eschem, so what's the Malyus of the Chacham over the Rasha? He also excluded himself. Why isn't he also a Sisas no Klal? Says the Shibali Aleket. Why does it say Eschem? He quotes Reb Sidkiyahu Bar Binyamin. Because he's a Katan. Ein Shochtin a Pesach al Katan. So it says Eschem because he's not Mechuyev. He's not Hosei Sisas no Klal. It's a technical exclusion. He's not Mechuyev because he's a Katan. So you see that the mitzvah, Sibrus Yis Mitzrayim, is only to Bino Katan. So, I don't know if you necessarily see that. The Chacham in that case is a Katan.
Right,
I'm
yes.
sorry?
Yeah,
he's a Katan.
Kimsa, yeah.
Right, that doesn't mean that there's no Chiyah of Sibrus Yis Mitzrayim for Ben HaGadol. So I'm not sure if that's the most compelling Raya. But he thinks that maybe that's an indication that there's no Chiyah for Bino HaGadol. The other issue that Rabbi Tzal Stern addresses is Shamei Kona. So can you be Mekayim Sibrus Yis Mitzrayim using Shamei Kona? So he discusses the Beis HaLevi by Birkas Kohanim and Shamei Kona by Kol Ram. And that whole discussion and whether when it comes to Sibrus Yis Mitzrayim, so is Shamei Kona that is mamish all one voice, that the person who's saying it is saying it on behalf of everyone else in a full fashion like the son is saying it, If so, he says the following. Scratch that for the moment, I don't see that here. Then the other issue in the earlier padar that they discuss is what about Chiyus Yimtzayim for a mother? Is it only for the father? Is it for mother as well? So the minority opinion of the earlier padar that said that the child should go to the mother was arguing that maybe there's an equal mitzvah Chiyus Yimtzayim for the mother as well. That's the suffix, or the question Minchas Chinuch raises, Mitzvah Kaf Aleph. Sefer Chinuch there writes that mitzvah sibris is mitzvahim is noeg ba'anashim u'benashim. Minchas Chinuch is bothered, isn't that a mitzvah saseh shev's ban grama? So nashim should be pater. And even if we argue, apein are you both so an ace, then I'll look at the chiyuv derabanan. So minatara nashim should still be pater. And he points out the Rambam says explicitly that women are mechuyavos in matzah. No such mention when it comes to sibris is mitzvahim. And the Rambam in Avodah Zarah, the Rambam in Hilchas Avodah Zarah Perek Yud Beis lists those mitzvahs asayshes magrava that women are mechuyavos in. No mention of Sibri Sis Mitzrayim. So he thinks that indications in the Rambam are that women are peturas from Sibri Sis Mitzrayim, or at least there's no chiyuv min haTorah. And the Minchas Chinuch leaves out with the Tzarech Iyun Gadol whether they had to understand the position of the Chinuch that women are indeed mechuyavos. But bottom line, the Chinuch does say it. So that's what the minority opinion of that Padar raised, that maybe if women are Mechuyavos, then there's an equal Chiyuv, or at least an almost equal Chiyuv, and the father has no adipus over the son, over the mother. So the bottom line in this Psak from the past summer, the Beit Din HaGadol, I'll just summarize their Sikum, in ruling on behalf of the mother that they should switch the Yom Tovim from year to year, even Leila Seder. So number one, is there an independent mitzvah Sibri Sis Mitzrayim, which again I didn't think was terribly compelling as being relevant to the question. Number two, is a woman Mechuyavis in Sibri Sis Mitzrayim in Vigadah Telebincha? Number three, is Vigadah Telebincha relevant only for a son or for other people as well? And they think that Rovi Shonim assume like the Sefer Chinuch that Dibra Kasa Behove but Bincha is Lav Dafka. And as far as Simchas Yantiv, the mother works so hard for the benefit of the children all year, so Magiola, that she should have the joy of having her children for Leila Seder, and that should be Docha, what he calls the Safik Hidurim Shel Ha'av, who wants to be Mekai Megadot Bincha Behidura. So that shouldn't come at the expense of the Simchas Yantiv of the mother. So therefore they ruled that, I don't know, this was given last summer, so I don't know if it was for the previous Pesach or for this coming Pesach, but the bottom line was that they should continue splitting Yamim Tovim, including Leila Seder, and the father be able to Mekayim Sibri Sis Mitzrayim with whoever he happens to have with him at that time. Okay, Chakosh V'Sameach to everyone.
Right. The source is not the Gadol Bincha. The Tosfos says Zecher Yemuzah. The Gadol Bincha just tells me why it's this night. So you get the impression that the Rambam also must hold it the same level mitzvah, right?
Yeah.
Because you pull back. The Gadol Bincha just telling me why it's that after this night. But everyone's included in the.
No, the Rambam goes to Gadol Bincha twice. And Halacha Aleph because of Gadol Bincha is how you know it's that night. But Halacha Beis is mitzvah ladila banim vafilo shalosh and every gadol
lebincha. No, that I understand.
And saying, that's from that same mechilta.
Right, but I'm saying but if you hold it, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa even for nashim and I'm saying for everybody else as well.
Right.
And you're falling back to the original. Well, that the original source is the mitzvah is still a mitzvah in aleph is zechar zimuzah shalosh, which has nothing to do with the gadol lebincha. The Gadol Bincha qualifies that mitzvah, maybe.
Right.
But that's not the primary source of the mitzvah is the other pasuk, which is not Dafka Bincha.
So yeah, but he still says that.
I understand. I'm saying, but if you're going to say that out, and knowing what he says in the same mitzvah as well,
yeah.
And if you're going to hold that as the mitzvah is to teach everybody,
mm-hmm.
so lechora that it's a mitzvah deraisa for everybody as well. Right.
Yeah.
Like the
chinuch. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a different presentation. The chinuch
right.
says
right.
is lavdafka.
Right. He's saying
and the Rama clearly vigadat no, alabincha is labincha.
Right. Clearly.
Right.
Clearly, but it's maybe just a higher rung or whatever it might be. But it's not. But the source
yeah.
is
okay. Mm-hmm. Good.